horrible group chats that we do over Facebook.
Which you people will never read because we're terrible people. I want you to know this.
The worst.
As soon as the curtain gets drawn back, there is...
Oh, sweet baby Jen.
The meat curtain.
Okay.
Wow.
Yes, that's right. This is still a thing. It's number two of That's So Braven with me. I'm Ben of the Court of Nerds, but you're here, so you know that. I can be honest with myself. No, but thanks for coming if you're here. I'm going to talk about the year in movies. That was 2016, the highs, the lows, the surprises, the whats, and all that stuff. And then I'm going to talk about wrestling, so for those who want to get a little of me in your life but don't want to hear the wrestling stuff, hey, I like to accommodate the user experience, so let's get into it. But there just wasn't enough of them, I feel like, and I don't know, it just, Apocalypse never did it for me. I felt like that was one of the more disappointing ones. Okay, but, you know, I just expected more with that villain, you know? Then you also have Batman vs. Superman, Dawn of Justice out there, and, you know, a lot of mixed feelings on that. I'm going to talk about the year in movies in 2016, kind of go through the highs, the lows, the surprises. Yeah, just kind of wanted to go through everything just to wrap up the year, get a couple of those last best of lists out there, and probably talk about a little wrestling, right? I mean, you guys were warned in that first one, but I'll talk about movies first just in case y'all want to get out of here for that. I feel like when you talk about nerd movies in 2016, it starts with Deadpool. You know, it's February 2016. It feels almost like a year ago because it was, da-doy. But it was fantastic. It was, I feel like it matched everyone's hopes and dreams of what it could and should have been. And it was just, wow, Ryan Reynolds was just, wow, just perfect. Perfect. This Wade Wilson Deadpool, and that movie was just fantastic and just the best, just, that was Deadpool. That's just the best way to say it. You know, the best movie that followed its source material. I don't think it could have gone better. It exceeded every single expectation. And to tell, you know, no offense to that, I like the book as much as the next guy, but the movie really did it for me. This movie left me really pleased. I left really pleased and satisfied and smiling. But Chris Evans, once again, fantastic. ScarJo, fantastic. Paul Rudd felt like he just fit in. He just fit seamlessly in. Robert Downey Jr., fantastic as Iron Man. And really excited to see his relationship with Spider-Man, Tom Holland, who stole the show in his 10, 15 or so minutes in the movie. But, you know, this one had a lot of hype coming in, and it delivered. It truly delivered, and there's a lot of things going on in the Marvel Universe. Doctor Strange came out this year, the tail end of this past year. And it's strange. Gosh, that's the only way, that's the first word you think of when you think of that movie. It was different. It was like anything Marvel had done before. It just felt new. It felt interesting. Just very interesting and unique. Benedict Cumberbatch is fantastic. As Stephen Strange, I felt like he was really in on the character, and he's a really nice fit. That's a really nice fit to put into the Marvel fold. But yeah, there's a lot of promise on there still. A lot of new things going on. To end on a couple positive notes, Star Trek Beyond, I thought that was fantastic. Just Chris Pine, so good in that series. Such a perfect fit. Just him, Zoe Saldana, Simon Pegg, Zachary Quinto, Idris Elba was great. It's so strange. I kept forgetting it was him. The character makeup and design was all so intense. But I just felt like this movie was a perfect mix of action, comedy, and just, you know, awareness of its past and just where it's going in the future. It could have been a clustered mess, but it wasn't. It just dove deeper into action. Like, this was an action movie. It was kind of intense at times. I loved it. But then it was really funny. Simon Pegg, fuck-a-doodle-doo. I mean, that's just naming one. But he was just fantastic because he stole every scene he appeared in this movie. But at the same time, it had that intense action and just acknowledged its previous incarnations as much as it did. And it just had such a clear focus. And I felt like that series is in such good hands, even without J.J. Abrams, you know? But that'll be interesting to see where that goes. A lot of people didn't like Ghostbusters, but I really did. I remember laughing several times in the theater out loud. I truly enjoyed that movie. It cracked me up. I thought Kate McKinnon was just hilarious in this movie. Maybe her brand of comedy isn't for everyone, but I sure liked it. And I just felt like the female-led revival was an absolute blast. Kristen Wiig, Melissa McCarthy, they're just great together. I felt like they were great together. Then you throw in insane Kate McKinnon and a dumb, gorgeous Chris Hemsworth, and it just makes it so... I just felt like it worked. I felt like it worked, and I truly enjoyed the comedy. I just enjoyed the movie overall. I remember being just blown away by this. I didn't know what to expect. I just had kind of... It was one of those situations where you don't have really expectations, but then it really surprised me. It really surprised me. I enjoyed it a lot. And a lot of people did not agree with me on that, but I don't care. You know what I'm screaming? Well, let's move on to some wrestling. It was a fairly big week. Raw was solid. Austin of the Geekiverse and I broke that down on the most recent episode of Geeks Talk Wrestling. We also did our 2017 Outlook. You can find that at thecourtofnerds.com and thegeekiverse.com. iTunes, hit it up. It's easy to find. That's on both of our Facebook pages, The Geekiverse, Court of Nerds. Look us up. Find us. We talk about wrestling a lot. We're doing a lot of shows together, so that's cool. But I'm also still going to do my thing over here. And go over there. Listen to that recent episode to get my thoughts on Raw. I'm going to talk about SmackDown. This is Wednesday. SmackDown was last night. I thought it was another great episode. They're building stories here. This is how you build stories. It's amazing. From the top of the card to the bottom of the card. Carmella and James Ellsworth. A lot of people, including me, are rolling their eyes at it because it's insane. But this is what's going on. Carmella is obviously going to turn on James Ellsworth, and she's using him. It's going to build her as a heel while also restoring Ellsworth as sympathetic. Because, you know, he screwed over Dean. The crowd loves Dean. And he needs to get that back. She needs to build up as more of a heel to find her spot in the women's division on SmackDown. And speaking of Dean, new Intercontinental Champion. Yeah. Won a match to end SmackDown over The Miz. Did not see it coming. But at the same time, I did. Because guess what? On a couple Geeks Talk Wrestling episodes ago, I said The Miz would be my pick to win the Royal Rumble. You know what losing the Intercontinental Championship happened? Helps? Wow. Bloop-a-doop-a-doo. But it helps Miz's, you know, outlook in the Royal Rumble. You know, not having the Intercontinental Championship generally, you know, it's pretty rare for an Intercontinental Champion to win the Royal Rumble, I feel like. Off the top of my head, it's just Ultimate Warrior in my head. So, yeah. You know what? Screw it. I will talk about Raw a little bit, because it was an interesting episode. Chris Jericho and Roman Reigns had a decent match, you know. There was a really cute false ending where Jericho brings the belt into the ring. Oh, yeah, there was the stipulation that if Reigns got DQ'd or counted out, that Jericho won the United States Championship belt. And Jericho brings the belt in the ring and tosses it to Roman and then falls down and pretends that Roman hit him. And that's just, that was a good point. That was a high point. Obviously, they weren't going to put the belt on Jericho. You know, it just, I don't know what's going on with Roman. Maybe he's just the United States champion for a while. Maybe he wins the belt at the Rumble. I have no way to predict it because Raw feels like such a mess right now. SmackDown seems like the put together sensible show with exciting action and storytelling from the bottom of the card to the top of the card, like I said earlier, while Raw is just like, hey, the New Day's in the Rumble. Here's the thing with Titus O'Neil and Anderson and Cesaro are going to have an interesting match. And it feels like, you know, you can't even get optimistic about it because it's like, oh, what are they going to do with the club? You know, nothing's happened yet. But I don't know. That just feels like, I mean, Rusev and Enzo and Cass and Jinder Mahal and I don't know. I just don't feel great about Raw right now. Outside of Jericho and Owens, but then you've got Roman Reigns lurking. And you got Brock Lesnar and you got Bill Goldberg lurking. They ended the show on Raw Monday with Reigns and Goldberg double spearing Braun Strowman. And it was a sick spot. They nailed the timing of it. It looked great. But they, you know, kind of everyone was trash talking each other. Reigns and Goldberg, Kevin Owens and Goldberg, Jericho and Owens even got into it a little bit about Jericho entering the Royal Rumble. So, oh yeah, I wanted to make a note of that. I don't know if anyone else noticed this or not, but Jericho was pretty set on if he wins the Royal Rumble, then he will be facing Kevin Owens for the WWE Universal title. Does that mean that whatever show the winner is on has to go against that champion? Is there no more brand jumping like that when, you know, like Batista had the infamous moment where he's like, pretended like he was going to SmackDown and then changed his mind and said he was staying on Raw. Like, are we not doing that anymore? I feel like that maybe I missed something. I don't know if that's been made clear or not, but keep an eye on that. Maybe that's the way they're leaning. Maybe they don't want to mess up the brands yet. Also, let's look ahead to 2017 a little bit, just to tease you a little bit what Austin and I talked about on the Geekiverse's Geeks Talk Wrestling podcast. Like I said, you can find that on their website, thegeekiverse.com, and ours, thecoordinators.com, but it just kind of makes too much sense to see Samoa Joe get called up right now because you don't think John Cena and AJ Styles are going to last at WrestleMania. You know, they can't ignore those Undertaker chants every time John Cena starts talking about WrestleMania. Hopefully crowds keep doing that. I feel like that's our only hope to get that John Cena Undertaker match before it's too late. But I just can't envision John Cena winning the belts at the Royal Rumble over AJ Styles at this point. Styles has so much momentum right now. They could just, he already is a strong champion, but they could solidify him to make a CM Punk type reign if he goes over Cena at the Rumble. Because then he has to defend in the Elimination Chamber, which, fingers crossed, I hope I'm going to. Fingers crossed. Shout out to Mikey and Marty Wavasis out in Phoenix right now. But yeah, we'll see what happens there. I'm really excited. WrestleMania, I feel like there's a lot of ways to go. There's Samoa Joe call up right there. Finn Balor's returning. There's a lot of things to be excited about. SmackDown is trending in the right direction. Raw has a chance. Kevin Owens, you know, as long as Kevin Owens, Seth Rollins, Roman Reigns, guys like Rusev and The New Day, just, you know, all those guys are on your show, you have a chance. They just kind of, and Sami Zayn and Braun Strowman, you kind of just need to gather yourself. And I say the same thing to SmackDown. You know, you had a good thing going with the tag team division with the new Wyatt family as champions. I felt like that was good. Huge American Alpha fan. But still, at the same time, it didn't make sense. You know, I feel like you have to do things that make sense this time of the year to set up WrestleMania. If you want to go to American Alpha at WrestleMania, go to them at WrestleMania. Why do it on the last SmackDown of the year when the team that they beat has all the momentum right now and is over? You took a risk on Randy Orton joining the Wyatt family and it worked. Roll with it. Also should mention Undertaker and Shawn Michaels will be on Raw this upcoming Monday from New Orleans. Have no idea what that means. Last time Undertaker spoke, he was all SmackDown this, SmackDown that. Sounds like Shawn Michaels is just there to talk and promote his movie and probably have a vintage moment. But yeah, that should be it. That should be it. I've got enough wrestling stuff out there to keep you guys over, the two of you that are listening. But I appreciate it. And we'll talk to you next week. Yeah. Alrighty then. We'll see you later.
Long gangly limbs.
That's what I was thinking of.
Yeah.
He doesn't have anywhere near that humbleness of Doc Ock.